Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Evans and he is out, Sullivan applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Heath moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman is walked intentionally. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is called out on strikes. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman now playing second base. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Steven scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 7-0, Browns. Scott Carey now pitching. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's 8-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Zarilla moves to second. It's 9-0, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Moss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Cecil Travis pinch hits for Scott Carey. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Vernon moves to third. 2 outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Travis moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buzz Dozier now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Berardino strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive towards short. Stevens catches it and throws to first to double up Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moss. The throw from Evans and he is out, Christman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Tom McBride pinch hits for Buzz Dozier. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Robertson scores. Spence moves to third. It's 9-1, Browns. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence scores. McBride moves to second. It's 9-2, Browns. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBride scores. Christman moves to second. It's 9-3, Browns. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 4 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.